You don't care. That would be Stephen Moffat.
But even with Mad Men, but even with Mad Men, well, I will say this. What type of Mad Men viewer are you? Are you the reflective Mad Men viewer? Or are you, because I find myself being like three different people. The reflective being like, yeah, yeah, and just totally start adapting all the Mad Men stuff to your personal life. Are you the explainer? I've been the explainer where you like, yeah, I can see how you feel like that. And then, like, there's always someone, in this case, my wife, Tasha, who comes in. What just happened? She will watch Mad Men with me. And you got to see, Mad Men is good with subtleties. Like little stuff. Mm-hmm. And she'll look at it. Okay, I understand the main parts, but really what just happened? Why are you gasping?
Right,
why are you...
Right, what's all of it? Because she hasn't watched from the
beginning. She hasn't watched from the beginning.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
She came in 4 or 5?
Mm.
And she missed, like, when they was buck wild in that office.
Wow. Yeah, see, because I've been there since day one.
I've been there since
the
day
minute,
one.
I think that was, like, one of the first shows that I just had to buy on DVD the minute it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I got the first edition in the big Zippo lighter case.
Oh, yeah.
And
like, I sat back and I watched it. And, like, now, me and my boy Nate, we'll watch it together. And then we'll have this, like, our phone conversation after is essentially a therapy session for Don Draper. Because we break down every little piece of Mad Men. It's like, look, man. And, like, we just... Monday morning quarterback this whole thing, like Don Draper, the relative, he feels like this, and he's been through this before, and we talked about the babies and why it's so important for Joan to have a baby.
Mm.
Well, not you, but you know.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I knew what you meant.
I mean, like, it's so important, and like,
I knew what you meant. Yeah.
And you start breaking down Pete Campbell, and like, at first I hated Pete Campbell. I really did.
Well, everybody did.
But then
you find out where he's coming from, and it's like, oh, poor little rich boy.
When you sit down and look at Pete Campbell, you like, you know what? Outside of the whole rapey situation, he was on point about a lot of stuff.
True. And now he's the most chill out of everybody. He let all of that go, and he's out in California chilling.
I wouldn't call him chill. Spoilers for anyone who hasn't. I just realized it. For anyone who hasn't seen Mad Men, I wouldn't say he's chill. He's content.
Yeah.
He's at that point where it's just like, what else can you do to me? He already got the divorce. He's coming out of God knows how much money.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it got revealed. I am spoiling so bad, for my listeners who haven't heard. Like, Trudy was pulling the strings. Trudy was the puppet master.
Yeah, she was, even though his family had come from old money, she was new money. And
I didn't
know
Trudy had that much swing in the relationship because she'd be real quiet. Like, you let Pete have his little tantrum in front of people, she'd be at dinner, like, okay, behind closed doors, all right, this was going to happen. And when she broke down a divorce, she said, all right, look, this was going to happen. You can stay here till you get on your feet. We're going to divorce. We're going to file for divorce. They bleeped her. She like, keep those bitches out of my house. Like, when he had the girls sleep over,
right.
They keep them out of my house, and we straight. And I'll talk to my dad, and we'll give you the Dawn account. That's what I missed this season, because that's why I'm a king, because now I'm holding these new shows to the impossibly high standards of of Mad Men. So I know this is a long way to go, but when you talked about network dollars, like, we've seen better. So, yeah, y'all got to bring it.
Yeah, because that was the thing about AMC. AMC proved to the big three networks that this is basic cable. This isn't HBO or Showtime. It's like, but this is the kind of show that you would see on HBO or Showtime.
Now, one thing I do want HBO to reconsider, me personally, I understand it wasn't the